either reserve. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى صدق الله العظيم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كان يوم عيد الفطر وقفت الملائكة على أبواب الطرق فنادى يا معشر المسلمين أغدوا إلى رب كريم يمن بالعطايا ثم يثيب عليه الجزيل لقد أمرتم بقيام الليل فقمتم وأمرتم بصيام النهار فصمتم وأطعتم ربكم فاقبضوا جوائزكم فإذا صلى نادى مناد ألا إن ربكم قد غفر لكم فارجعوا راشدين إلى رحالكم فهذا يوم الجائزة ويسمى في السماء ذلك اليوم يوم الجائزة أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, every one of us experienced the great ni'mat and the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of the month of Ramadan. And coupled with that bounty was the even greater ni'mat and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala enabled us to keep the fast of Ramadan, as well as to some extent to bring alive the nights of this Mubarak month with making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this day of Eid also is another great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, this entire period is a living and a glaring indication of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and of Allah ta'ala's willingness to forgive us our past, and an opportunity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us to make sulah with Allah and for us to change the incorrect direction in which our lives were going. On this day of Eid, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which I mentioned earlier, he said that Allah ta'ala sends down his malaika and they stand on every street and they make announcement that, O ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go towards your Rabb who is kind, who is generous. He ordered you with the standing of night in the month of Ramadan, which you complied with. He ordered you with the fasting of the days of Ramadan, which you complied with. You obeyed your Allah. Now accept the prize giving from your Allah. Accept the gift from your Allah. And after the Eid Salah, the angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is deputed to announce that, listen, your Rabb has forgiven you. Return from here in such a condition that you are now righteous. This is the day of prize giving, and this day in the heavens is also known as the day of prize giving. In one riwayat it comes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks his malaika, ma jazaa'u al-ajir alladhi amila amala, what is the return for the laborer that has carried out his task? The angels of Allah ta'ala reply, جَزَاؤُهُ أَنْ يُوَفِّيَ أَجْرَهُ, that, O my Allah, the return and the recompense for him is that he should be paid his dues. Then Allah Ta'ala says to his angels that, I make you a witness that by my izzat and by my honor, the ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has earned my pleasure and they have earned my maghfirat. And I take qasam on my izzat and my jalal that whatever they will ask me on this day, whether it is their akhirat or whether it is their dunya, I will definitely grant it to them. In fact, my respected brothers, when one looks at these riwayat, one cannot help but be convinced that it appears as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking for some excuse, some opportunity, some chance as to how the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make sulah with Allah. And if you look in the lives of our pious predecessors, the manner in which they conducted themselves on the day of Eid, Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, كُونُوا لِقُبُولِ الْعَمَلِ أَشَدَّ اِهْتِمَامًا مِنَ الْعَمِنْكُمْ بِالْعَمَلِ أَلَمْ تَسْمَعُوا إِلَىٰ قَوْلِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلِ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. He would say that Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran that Allah will only accept from those with taqwa. This month of Ramadan was given to us in order to develop taqwa. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Where Allah says, fasting has been ordained upon you as it was ordained upon the people before you, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you develop this taqwa, this awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you restore your relationship with Allah. Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, Allah will only accept the a'mal and the actions and the ibadat of the muttaqeen. So he said, you should be more worried about the acceptance of your amal than the amal itself. Fudalat ibn Ubayd radiallahu ta'ala used to say, لَأَنْ أَكُونَ أَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى تَقَبَّلَ مِنِّي مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدًا مِّنْ عَمَلْ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَقُولُ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. He would say that if I knew, if I could take it for granted, that an action, an amal equivalent to a grain of mustard seed of mine has been accepted by Allah. If I could take it for granted that even such an insignificant amal has been accepted by Allah, this would be more valuable to me than the whole world and whatever it contains. Because Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah will only accept from those with taqwa. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. That person will come before Allah on the day of judgment, Allah with one hasana, with one neki, with one good deed, Allah will give him 10 times the like thereof. Ulama explain, Allah doesn't say, مَنْ عَمِلَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ. That person who did a good deed. To do good deeds is easy. Allah says, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ. That person who will bring before Allah on the day of judgment a good deed. What is the difference? One is to do amal that's in its place. Ulama explained that after doing the amal, first and foremost, did we carry the amal out correctly? Was it done with the consciousness and awareness of Allah? Was there the quality of taqwa within us? And then over and above that, after that amal, did we engage in such an action which will destroy that amal? Like Allah says, لَا تُبْتِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَىٰ. On the one hand, you give charity. On the other hand, you boast about your charity. On the other hand, you run down the person whom you gave charity to. So Allah says, your charity will become batil. So sometimes, and this is the effort of shaitan upon us. One, we do the amal. Thereafter, shaitan makes such an effort upon us. Like it comes in one riwayat, that the small shaitans, they saw Iblis on the day of Eid. He was full of grief and sorrow. They said to him, O our ilah, O our leader, why are you so sad on this day of Eid? He said, don't you realize this is the day when Allah has forgiven the sins of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So they said, tell us, what must we do? He said, go to them now. Go to them now and undo the benefit that they got in Ramadan. Engage them in lahwat. Engage them in shahwat. Engage them in the disobedience of Allah. Malik bin Dinar, radiyallahu rahmatullahi alayhi, used to say, Al-khawfu ala al-amal Allah yutaqabbal ashadda min al-amal. He would say, the fear that my amal are not accepted by Allah is greater than the amal itself. The concern for that is greater than the amal itself. It is mentioned that the Salaf Salihin, أنهم كانوا يدعون الله ستة أشهر أن يبلغهم شهر رمضان ثم يدعون الله ستة أشهر أن يتقبله منهم. That they would make dua to Allah for 6 months, that Allah must give them the month of Ramadan. And thereafter they would make dua for another 6 months after Ramadan, that Allah must accept the month of Ramadan from them. They did not take anything for granted. It is mentioned about Umar bin Abdul Aziz that on the day of Eid, when he would gather the musalla and he would give the khutbah of Eid, he would mention in his khutbah, "Kana ba'du salaf yadhharu alayhi al-huzn yawm Eid al-Fitr." That there were some people from amongst our pious predecessors that on the day of Eid they would be full with grief and sorrow. فَيُقَالُ لَهُ هَذَا يَوْمُ فَرْحٍ وَسُرُورٍ. This is the day of happiness. This is the day of joy. Why are you filled with sorrow? So they replied and said, صَدَقْتُمْ. Yes, it is the day of joy and happiness. وَلَكِنِّي عَبْدٌ أَمَرَنِي مَوْلَايَ أَنْ أَعْمَلَ لَهُ عَمَلٌ. But I am a laborer. I am a slave. My master has commanded me to carry out an action. My master gave me the gift of Ramadan. My master commanded me to obey him in this month. I don't know if I fulfill the command of my master to the extent that my master is happy with me or not. Until I don't have that guarantee, how can I be complacent? Like Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi used to say, "Laysa al-Eid liman labisa al-jadeed." إنما العيد لمن أمن من الوعيد ليس العيد لمن ركب المطايا إنما العيد لمن ترك الخطايا ليس العيد لمن تبختر بالعود إنما العيد للتائب الذي لا يعود. He would say, it is not Eid for the one who wore new clothes, it is Eid for the one who was promised that he is safe from the azab of Allah. It is not Eid for the one who mounted his camel or his conveyance. It is Eid for the one who in Ramadan and after Ramadan left the sinning against Allah. It is not Eid for the one who put itr and oud on the day of Eid. But it is Eid for that person, لِلْتَائِبِ الَّذِي لَا يَعُودُ, who in Ramadan made such a tawbah that he does not return back to what he was doing before Ramadan. The analogy is given by the ulama. They say there is a certain type of worm. I forget the name of it. It resides in filth, in stools, in feces. One day, this worm crawls out of the filth and it goes into the sunlight. For the first time in its life, it experiences the beautiful scent of the world. Fresh, clean air that is not smelling and not stinking. For the first time it experiences the cool breeze. For the first time it sees the blue yonder. For the first time it has separated itself from its filth and its stench. And then for no explicable reason, this worm leaves the clean environment and crawls back into the stools. Crawls back into the feces. Ulama have written, that is the example of a person who in the month of Ramadan comes into the masjid, who in the month of Ramadan gets up in the dead of night and cries before Allah, who in the month of Ramadan raises his hand in tawbah before Allah, who in the month of Ramadan regrets and cries over his past. In the month of Ramadan that shaitan box is locked up. In the month of Ramadan, the scarves come out, the parda comes out. In the month of Ramadan, the correct clothing comes out, the necklaces come off the neck, the rings come off the finger. In the month of Ramadan, that azan is heard, a response happens, the masjid gets full. And then, having experienced the ni'mat of Ramadan, having experienced the sweetness of worshipping Allah, having experienced the sweetness of the tilawat of the Quran, having experienced the sweetness of zikrullah, having experienced the sweetness of the contentment of the heart, which is unique to the ibadat of Allah, once Ramadan has passed, once the hilal of Eid has been sighted, like that worm that goes back into the feces, that worm that goes back into the stench, that worm that goes back into the filth, this person returns back to what he was doing before Ramadan. No longer is he coming back into the masjid. No longer does he know the sweetness of the Quran. No longer does he know the sweetness of the zikr of Allah. Now that azan will fall on deaf ears. Now instead of tilawat, it is music. Instead of the obedience of Allah, it is the disobedience of Allah. Instead of the environment of iman, it is the environment of the disobedience of Allah. This, my respected brothers, is the height of ingratitude. Shibli rahmatullahi alayhi was asked on one occasion, Ayyuma afdal, Rajab am Sha'ban? Which is more better? Which is more better? The month of Rajab or the month of Sha'ban? He said, Kun rabbaniyan, la rajabiyan, wala sha'baniyan. He said, months do not matter. Be the obedient slave of Allah. Whether it is Rajab, whether it is Sha'ban, whether it is Ramadan, I am my Allah's slave. It doesn't matter what time of the year it is. Bishr rahmatullahi was told that there are some people that worship Allah in Ramadan. He said, bi'sa al-qawm, la ya'rifoon Allah haqqan illa fi shahri Ramadan. Inna al-salih al-ladhi yata'abbad wa yajtahidu al-sanata kullaha. He said, the worst of people, the most ungrateful of people, are those people whose Islam is occasional, whose Islam is ritual, whose worship of Allah is confined to occasions of Allah's mercy and forgiveness. How terrible are those people who do not worship Allah except in Ramadan or except on Mubarak occasions. These opportunities of forgiveness, where the doors of Jannah are thrown open, the doors of Jahannam are locked up, the shayateen are locked up, these opportunities are not given to us so that they become a license for us to disobey Allah. We are making mazak with Allah. We are making a mockery of Allah. Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, Man sama Ramadan, wa huwa yuhadithu nafsahu, annahu idha aftara ba'da Ramadan, alla ya'asillah, dakhala al-jannah, bila mas'ala, wala hisab. That person who fasts in the month of Ramadan accepts the bounty of Allah to such an extent that he makes a pact with Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive me. Real regret is in his heart. He says, Ya Allah, after Ramadan, I am going to live as I lived in Ramadan. After Ramadan, I am not going to disobey you. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ulama explained, that is the hikmat and the wisdom behind the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, Man sama Ramadan, thumma atba'ahu sittam min shawwal, that person who fasts in Ramadan and thereafter follows it with 6 fasts in Shawwal, it is as if he fasted for the entire year. They say the proof of the acceptance of an amal is that amal becomes a part of our lives. The proof of the acceptance of fasting, the amal of fasting, is that after Ramadan we will still fast. The proof of the acceptance of our tawbah and our crying in this month of Ramadan is that our lives do not revert to what it was before Ramadan. Ka'ab radiyallahu anhu says, that person who keeps a Ramadan like this, that he makes a pact with Allah, that after Ramadan also, my Allah, I will not disobey you. He says this person will enter into Jannat without any hisab. وَمَنْ سَامَ رَمَضَانِ وَهُوَ يُحَدِّثُ نَفْسَهُ أَنَّهُ إِذَا أَفْطَرَ بَعْدَ رَمَضَانِ عَسَى رَبَّهُ فَصِيَامُهُ عَلَيْهِ مَرْدُودِ. He said, that person who fasts in the month of Ramadan, and while fasting, while coming to the masjid, while coming for Taraweeh Salah, while getting up for Tahajjud, while making his dua, on the one hand he's saying, Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, I have wronged against my soul. Ya Allah, no need to go into all the gunas that are going on. No need to talk about the manner in which our mothers and sisters have become flagrantly walking about openly in public. No need to talk about the dens of vice where our youth are. Around us, we can see the athar and the signs of the ghadab and the anger of Allah. Which river today is not flowing with the blood of this ummah? In which part of the world is a reciter of La ilaha illallah in a position to say that I am safe? In which part of the world has not the hearts and the minds of humanity been filled with hatred for the reciters of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah? In which corner of the globe has the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam been preserved? In which corner of the globe is the Mubarak deen for which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam finished himself alive? Every direction, it is shamelessness. Every direction, it is the disobedience of Allah. And every direction, it is humiliation, persecution, torture that is being meted out against the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What greater indication do we want that Allah is angry with us? We have sinned to such an extent that we have turned the system of Allah against us. And still, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that that person who finds Ramadan and still fails to gain the mercy of Allah, still fails to make tawbah, still fails to draw the line, to put a full stop, to change his direction. إِذَا لَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ فِي رَمَضَانَ فَمَتَى. If in Ramadan he will not make tawbah, then when will he make tawbah? Really the need and the cry of the hour, the cry of this day of Eid, is that we have to make sincere tawbah. Not the type of tawbah that in Ramadan we will worship Allah, and that when the hilal of Eid is sighted, we will carry on as we were carrying on before. That is a mockery of tawbah, that is not tawbah. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, lil mu'mini khamsatu ayad. For a mu'min there are five Eids. For a mu'min there are five Eids. Kullu yawmin yamurru alayhi. La yuktab alayhi dhammun fahuwa yawmu Eid. Every day that passes upon this mu'min, wherein he has not made guna, wherein he has not sinned, that is the day of Eid for him. The day when this mu'min will leave this world with iman, that is the day of Eid. The day when this mu'min will cross the sirat, the bridge over Jahannam safely, that is Eid for him. The day when he will enter into Jannah, that is Eid for him. The day when he will look at Allah, and Allah will look at him in Jannah, that is Eid for a mu'min. This Eid is to remind us of that Eid. This Eid is to prepare us for that Eid. Look at the lives of those whose hearts were filled with taqwa, of those whose hearts were filled with the fear of Allah. They did not become complacent. Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah alayh, his wife approaches him and she says, Eid is coming. The children are crying at home. Other children are boasting and talking about the new clothes that their parents have bought for them for Eid. You are the Amir. You are the Khalifa. His Khilafat was over three continents. And we don't have enough provisions to buy new clothes for our children for Eid. He had 13 children. She says that why don't you take 1 month's advance allowance from the Baitul Mal? And next month, I will sew clothing. I will do menial chores so that we can gather enough money and we will pay it back. But at least let this Eid be an occasion where our children also can wear new clothes. Umar bin Abdul Aziz goes to Raja bin Haywa, who is the keeper of the Baitul Mal. And he says to him that I have a request to make. What is your request to Amirul Mu'mineen? He is working for Umar bin Abdul Aziz. What is your request to Amirul Mu'mineen? I want 1 month's advance allowance. Raja bin Haywa says, no problem. He prepares a writ, a declaration. And he asks Umar bin Abdul Aziz, please sign this. On it is written, I, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, give guarantee that I will remain alive for 1 more month. When he sees this, he bursts into tears. And he goes back home. He gathers his children and he says, oh my beloved children, there were 2 roads in front of me. One is I could have lied, I could have cheated, I could have did others down, I could have usurped the rights of others, I could have stolen from the pockets of others, and I could have kept you in the lap of luxury. Your dunya would have been comfortable. In return for this, Allah would have given me Jahannam, and I cannot bear Jahannam. The other is, I could have kept my Allah in front of me, and I could have instilled the qualities of taqwa within you, so that in your moment of need, you also turn to Allah. وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّ الصَّالِحِينَ. Allah is the wali, Allah is the friend of those who are salih, of those who are pious. In return for this, Allah would have given me Jannat. Oh my children, I could not give preference to Jahannam over Jannat. Ask ourselves, my respected brothers. Ask ourselves, O Ummat, who have reduced this month of Ramadan to the extent that we worship Allah only in Ramadan, that our masjids are only full in Ramadan, that once the Hilal of Eid is sighted, then that shaitan box comes out again, then the holidays already are planned in advance to the places of the disobedience of Allah. Ask ourselves, is the Allah that Umar bin Abdul Aziz is fearing and is our Allah some other Allah? He didn't know that Allah is Ghafoorul Rahim. He didn't know that one Ramadan night I'll make dua and Allah will wipe away my sins. I can carry on as I was carrying on before. Is he fearing another qabr? Is he fearing another hashar? Is the Allah he is fearing some other Allah? Allah says, أَفَ نَجْعَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَالْمُجْرِمِينَ مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ? Are we going to treat people like that, like Umar bin Abdul Aziz, and the one who sins the whole year, and Ramadan says, oh Allah, forgive me, and once the Hilal of Eid decided, he carries on as he was carrying on before, are we going to treat the both the same? مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ? Where is your intelligence? Where is your akal? Where is your logic? Qab radiallahu anhu says, man sama Ramadan, wa huwa yuhaddithu nafsahu, that person who fasts in Ramadan, he's making tawbah, in his heart he's saying, Ya Allah, forgive me, I am sorry, but once the Hilal of Eid is sighted, I am going to carry on just as I was carrying on before. I will no more come to the masjid, I will no more go out in the path of Allah, I will no more come into the environment of Iman, I will no more open your Quran, Quran, salamu alaikum till next Ramadan. He says, if this is the type of fast, and if this is the type of tawbah, فَصِيَامُهُ عَلَيْهِ مَرْدُودِ, Allah will reject his fast. You will find nothing from the fasting of Ramadan besides hunger, and you will find nothing from the getting up at night in salah of Ramadan besides sleeplessness. The fact of the matter, my respected brothers, is that the consciousness of qabr, the consciousness of akhirat has not impressed itself upon our hearts. On one incident we will terminate. On one occasion, there was a very beautiful woman. Who was sitting in front of her mirror. And she was admiring her beauty. Just then her husband comes in. And she engages her husband in a conversation. And she says to him, that, you see how beautiful I am. Do you think it is possible? Do you think it is possible that I make any man the target of my wiles and my deception and he fails to be attracted by me? Husband says, yes, there is one person. She says, who is that person? He says, it is Ubayd bin Umayd. Rahmatullah alayhi was one tabi'i. So she says, do you give me permission to prove you wrong, that even Ubayd bin Umayr will not fail to be attracted to me? He says, yes, I give you permission. Ubayd bin Umayr was making ibadat of Allah in one corner of the haram. She goes up to him in parda, draws him to one side of the masjid, pretending that she has come to ask some masala. When she goes into the corner of the masjid, no one is seeing, she removes the veil from her face, having done herself up with her resplendent beauty. And she says to Ubayd bin Umayr, your love has captured my heart. I cannot control my passion for you. I want you to fulfill my desire for you. He says, on one condition, you must answer some questions of mine. She says, I am prepared. Whatever you want, I will do. I am completely in love with you. I am your slave. He says, لو أن ملك الموت أتاك ليقبض روحك أكان يسرك أني قضيت لك هذه الحاجة. He says, oh woman, tell me that when the angel of death comes to you to take your soul, at that time, would it be a source of happiness to you that I fulfilled this haram desire of yours today? She says, no. He says, فلو دخلت قبرك وأجلست للمساءلة أكان يسرك أني قضيت لك هذه الحاجة. He says, think you have entered the qabr. That home which is calling out every day, that hole which is saying, أنا بيت الدود, أنا بيت الظلمة, أنا بيت الوحدة, أنا بيت الوحشة. I am the home of insects. I am the home of loneliness. I am the home of darkness. I am the home of fear. Prepare yourself before you come to me. He says, you have entered your qabr. You have been made to sit up. Munkar and Nakira now in front of you. Fire is flaming out of their hair. At that time, would it have been a source of happiness to you that I had fulfilled this najayiz demand of yours today? She says, no. He says, فَلَوْ وَقَفْتِ بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ لِلْمُسَأَلَةِ. Think, you are standing in front of Allah. It is you and Allah. Allah is looking at you. You are looking at Allah. If you look to your right, it is your amal. To your left, your amal. In front of you, Jahannam. At that time, when you are facing your Allah, do you feel you would have been happy that I carried out this demand of yours today? She says, no. No, Ubayd bin Umayr, I make tawbah. Her husband used to say thereafter, she became such an abida, and she made such a tawbah, that thereafter her husband used to say, Mali wa li Ubayd ibn Umayr, afsada alayya imrati. كانت في كل ليلة عروسا فصيرها راهبة. He would say, why did I give in to that demand of my wife? Ubayd bin Umayr spoiled my wife for me. Previously, she would be a bride for me every night. Now she has become a monk. Now she has become one who is always in Allah's ibadah. She doesn't even have time for me. And for trivial pursuits in this world. That is tawbah. This realization, consciousness of qabr, of akhirat, has to dawn upon us. Disobedience to Allah after Ramadan. My respected brothers, ulama say, ذَنْبٌ بَعْدَ التَّوْبَةِ أَقْبَحْ مِنْ سَبْعِينَ ذَنْبٍ قَبْلَهَا. When Allah has given you an opportunity for tawbah, when Allah has opened the door of mercy for you, if you regard this as a license to disobey Allah, they say every guna you will make after that tawbah is worse than 70 gunas that you made before this tawbah. Because now you are making ingratitude with Allah. You are showing, in fact, you are using Allah's mercy as a license to disobey Allah. For this reason, my respected brothers, our elders are begging and beseeching us, we have to preserve the barakat of Ramadan. We have to preserve the environment of Ramadan. In Ramadan, we accepted this gift from Allah. Now make the whole year like Ramadan. For that, my respected brothers, the ummah has to come back to the masjid. The ummah has to establish the environment of iman. And what better manner than now, in these Mubarak months of Hajj, that we strive in the path of Allah Ta'ala to bring alive that consciousness which Allah gave us in Ramadan, and to make it a means of the name of Allah and the deen of Allah spreading in the four corners of the world. The need and the cry of the hour is tawbah. We have to go person to person, town to town, beseech each one, tell them about the Allah, about how merciful the Allah is, how kind our Allah is, how much our Allah wants us to come back to us and to come back to Him and bring one person back to Allah. Knock on the door of tawbah. The door of tawbah is open. Allah is waiting. We are the ones who are delaying. May Allah Ta'ala give each and every one of us tawfiq wa akhir da'wah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh. Wa laka ash-shukru kulluh. Wa laka al-mulku kulluh. Biyadika al-khayru kulluh ala niyatuhu wa sirruh. لك الحمد على نعمة الإيمان ولك الحمد على نعمة الإسلام ولك الحمد على نعمة الزوجات ولك الحمد على نعمة الأولاد لك الحمد على نعمك الكثيرة وآلائك الجثيمة لك الحمد على أن جعلتنا من خير أمة أخرجت للناس لك الحمد يا ربنا حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكر الغافرون جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما وأهله اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إن ذنوبنا قد عظمت وجلت عن الصفة ولكنها صغيرة في جنب عفوك فاعف عنا وارحمنا يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا من هو بعباده أرحم من الوالدة بولدها اغفر لنا ولجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهد الإنس والجان جميعهما يا رب العالمين اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن سهلا إذا شئت لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا مسافرا إلا رددته ولا مجاهدا في سبيلك إلا نصرته ولا كربا إلا نفذته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا ولنا فيها صلاح إلا أنتنا على قضائها ويسرتها برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وعورة وذنب وخطيئة وأنا لا نثق إلا برحمتك وأنا لا نثق إلا برحمتك وأنا لا نثق إلا برحمتك فارحمنا فارحمنا رحمة تغنينا عن رحمة من سواك يا أرحم الراحمين يا الله يا حنان يا منان يا ديان يا غفار يا وهاب يا رزاق almost merciful, almost kind Allah. Ya Allah, you are the creator of the heavens and the earth. You are the controller of the heavens and the earth. You are the originator of the heavens and the earth. Every cell in our bodies, every atom in this universe belongs to you. Every second, countless of your bounties are being showered upon us. The air we breathe, you have given us. The eyes with which we see, you have given us. The ears with which we hear, you have given us. Our minds, our hearts, our livers, our kidney. Ya Allah, every day on our dastarkhan, thousands of your fruit are broken. Thousands of your animals are slaughtered. How many cows their milk is taken out? How many sheep their milk is taken out, Ya Allah? In countless different forms every day from throughout your creation, you have subjugated the entire creation to sustain and nourish us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the dictate and the requirement and the demand of the countless of bounties which you are showering upon us is that we should have paid you back, Ya Allah. We should have paid you back with shukr. We should have paid you back with gratitude. Instead of that, every second in countless ways we display our ingratitude to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us a kitab like the Quran. You gave us a Nabi like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You gave us a deen like Islam. You gave us ibadat like salah. You gave us ibadat like fasting, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us the best and the worst from us is coming back to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us the best and the worst from us is coming back to you. Ya Allah, we are aware that you are looking at us. We are aware of your qudrat and your power. And despite this, we still disobey you. We are aware of your deen and your kindness upon us. We are aware of your bounties which you have given us, yet we still utilize it in your disobedience, Ya Allah. How great is your tolerance, Ya Allah. How great is your shafqat. How great is your kindness. Long ago we should have already been swallowed up by the earth. Long ago the sea should have drowned us. Long ago the angels should have sent down bolts of lightning and destroyed us. Long ago we have destroyed any right of us remaining alive on this earth. It is only your kindness. It is only your mercy, Allah. It is only your shafqat. You have given us chance upon chance. You have given us chance upon chance. On these Mubarak nights, you are coming down to the first heaven and you are calling out, Is there anyone who is asking that I may grant him? Is there anyone that wants to make tawbah that I may forgive him? Is there anyone that has any need that I may grant that need? Ya Allah, may we be sacrificed upon your kindness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah.
Ya Allah, we are not worthy, Ya Allah. We are not worthy, Ya Allah. These filthy tongues are not worthy of taking your name, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, this heart of ours, we have blackened it with looking at haram, with planning haram, with doing haram upon haram. Our hearts have become dirtier and filthier than the worst gutter in this world. Ya Allah, with what right can we even ask that your love should come into these hearts, that these hearts should be filled with your ta'alluq and with your relationship? Ya Allah, but a little baby dirties itself, it filthies itself, it urinates on itself also. The mother picks the child up despite the dirt. She bathes and she cleanses the child. Thereafter she cuddles that child to her breast and she lovingly fondles that child. Wallah, Ya Allah, Wallah, by your qasam, you love us more than our mothers. You love us more than our mothers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you love us more than our mothers. You cleanse us, Ya Allah. Cleanse us, Ya Allah. Cleanse us, Ya Allah. Cleanse us of riba. Cleanse us of sharab. Cleanse us of zina. Cleanse us of looking at haram, of listening to haram. Cleanse us of ghibat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse us of all those terrible qualities that are there in our hearts. Hatred, enmity, Ya Allah, of malice, of greed, of riyakari, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you cleanse our hearts and fill it with taqwa, fill it with tawakkul, fill it with khashiyat, fill it with sabr, fill it with ikhlas, fill it with lillahiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, let us become yours. You become ours, let us become yours. You become ours, let us become yours. Ya Allah, you become happy with us. Let us become happy with you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you become happy with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of the day, the sins of the night, the sins we have committed openly, the sins we have committed secretly. Every type of sin is there, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many skeletons in our cupboards, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you made satari, you concealed it, Ya Allah. If society had to come to know what we have done in the dead of the night, Ya Allah, if society had to come to know what filth goes through our hearts and our mind, they would spit on us, they wouldn't even look at us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are aware of everything. You are aware of everything. Nothing is concealed from you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, yet you have covered and you have concealed us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on this Mubarak night, we are begging you for your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Bu'adan liman adraka Ramadan, falam yughfar lahu, idha lam yughfar lahu famata. He was rahmatul lil alameen. He said, may that person be distanced who finds Ramadan and is not forgiven. And if he is not going to be forgiven in Ramadan, then when will he be forgiven? Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we have come on your doorstep, Ya Allah. Do not turn us away, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not turn us away, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are the most merciful of all those who show mercy. If you reject us, there is nowhere else we can turn to. If you turn us away, there is no other door we can knock on, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your sahaba saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your sahaba saw the Quran coming down, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your sahaba saw the environment of Iman of Madinah Munawwara. Ya Allah, your sahaba saw deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have only seen shamelessness. We have only seen nakedness. We have only seen haram and riba and treachery, Ya Allah. Everywhere we turn, it is your disobedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Every direction we turn, it is only your disobedience. Ya Allah, this dirty, filthy environment we are living in is like a steel wall that is coming in front of us every time we try to obey you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know where to turn to, Ya Allah. When your sahaba had a problem, they would come to your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would cry on his shoulder. The ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam today has no one on whose shoulder to cry on, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know which direction to turn. Everything has turned against us, Ya Allah. Our little babies are being slaughtered, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our mothers and our sisters, their respect is being looted in front of their husbands and their families. Such humiliation. Such humiliation has befallen the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The rivers are flowing with the blood of this ummah. The homes of this ummah are bulldozed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, throughout the world, the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suffering. Ya Allah, the forces of batil today are saying, where is your Allah? The forces of Batil today have got such courage, they are saying, where is your Allah? They have pride over their weaponry. They have pride over their technology. They have pride over their armies. They have pride over their strength. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we don't have any of these things. Ya Allah, we only have you, Ya Allah. We only have you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have pride over your Qudrat. We have pride over your Kibriyai. We have pride over your honor. Ya Badi as-samawati wal-ard. Ya Jabbar as-samawati wal-ard. Too long the Ummah has suffered, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the forces of Batil are saying, where is your Allah? Ya Allah, you show yourself, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you show yourself, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you show yourself, Ya Allah. You made the stomach of a fish a home for Yunus alayhi salam. You destroyed the army of Firaun for Musa alayhi salam. You saved the Baytullah from Abraha. You protected Ibrahim alayhi salam from Namrud, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you gave this Ummah Badr. You gave Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Fateh Makkah. Ya Allah, you are still there, Ya Allah. That same Qudrat is still there, Ya Allah. Your Quran is saying, إِذْ تَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ أَنِّي مُمِدُّكُمْ بِأَلْفٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُرْدِفِينَ. You turn to your Rabb. 1,000 of my Malaika came down. That happened in Badr, Ya Allah. It can happen today also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it can happen today also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this Ummah is suffering too much, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, no doubt it is our wrongs. No doubt it is our gunas. No doubt it is our transgression, Ya Allah. But through the large of your Habib, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Allah, we are beseeching you. This is the same Ummah for which the stones of time fell on his Mubarak body. This is the same Ummah for which his blood was spilt, Ya Allah. This is the same Ummah. Night upon night he cried, Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ummati. Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ummati. When the hand of a thief was being cut, your Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cried bitterly. What would happen if he were alive today to see the heads of the babies of his Ummah being cut, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, restore the dignity and honor of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make this the Ramadan of this Ummah. Make this the Ramadan of this Ummah. Make this the Ramadan of this Ummah. Those gunas and transgressions which have brought these conditions upon us, Ya Allah, give the Ummah the tawfiq to make sincere tawbah. Give the Ummah the tawfiq to make sincere tawbah. Become happy with us, my Allah. Become happy with us, Ya Allah. Eh, Ibrahim Khalilullah ke Allah. Eh, Musa Najeelullah ke Allah. اے عیسیٰ روح اللہ کے اللہ، اے محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم حبیب اللہ کے اللہ، اے حنان اللہ، اے منان اللہ، اے دیار اللہ، اے غفار اللہ، اے وہاب اللہ، یا رزاق اللہ، یا مہیمن اللہ، یا عزیز اللہ، یا متکبر اللہ، یا نافع اللہ، یا دار اللہ، یا اول اللہ، یا آخر اللہ، یا ظاہر اللہ، یا باطن اللہ، یا اللہ یا beseeching you on this Mubarak night, Ya Allah, restore the dignity and the honor of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Blow the winds of Hidayat, Ya Allah. Blow the winds of Hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give America Hidayat. Give Australia Hidayat. Give Asia Hidayat. Give Africa Hidayat. Ya Allah, like ants, 6 billion insan are treading towards Jahannam. If they die now, they are going to Jahannam forever and ever. Ya Allah, you have said, Inna sha nunazzil alayhim min as-samai ayatan. فَظَلَّتْ عَنَاقُهُمْ لَا خَاضِعِينَ. If we wanted, we would send down one sign and everyone would come on Iman. Ya Allah, you show us that sign, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you show us that sign, Ya Allah. No one will question you. No one will question you, Ya Allah. Your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would become so happy, Ya Allah. Make the decision of umumi hidayat. This whole mankind is thirsty. This whole mankind is restless. This whole mankind is crying out. Your earth is crying out because of the disobedience that is taking place. The seas are crying out, Ya Allah. The whole earth is shaking and trembling, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this darkness has gone on for too long. They are saying that Islam cannot come alive today. Ya Allah, you show us, Ya Allah, that after the long night, you are the one that brings the light of daylight. After this long night of dalalat and deviation, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bring the light of hidayat. Ya Allah, you bring the light of hidayat. Bring the light of hidayat, Ya Allah. Bring the ummah back to the masjid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make the masjid abad. Make the masjid alive with the amal of masjid, Ya Allah. Let each ummati come 100% on your command. In the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, you accept us for this work of da'wah and tabligh, Ya Allah. Wherever the jamaats are moving, you take them from strength to strength, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make the movement a means of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, up till now we have not made the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the object of our life. Ya Allah, we are making sincere tawbah. We are making sincere tawbah, Ya Allah. From now till we die, accept us for the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the six qualities, too long it has been empty words, Ya Allah. Too long it has only been bayans, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the reality of the six qualities, Ya Allah. Give us the reality of Iman. Give us the reality of Ittiba'i Sunnat. Give us the reality of Salah, Khushu and Khuzu. Give us the reality of Ilm and Zikr. Give us the reality of the Akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the reality of Ikhlas, Ya Allah. Give us the reality of spending our wealth and our lives in your way, Ya Allah. Is kaam ke haqaiq hamare samne khol de. Is kaam ke nafa khol de. Is kaam ko apni zindagi ke maqsad banane ke taufeeq naseeb farma. Unite the hearts of our elders. Take them from strength to strength, Ya Allah. Give them joy and muhabbat, Ya Allah. Inspire them towards that which is correct for the ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there is only enmity in every direction, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your ummah, the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is split up, Ya Allah. One is making ghibat about the other. One has envy for the next one. One has hatred for the next one. Ya Allah, in this environment of disunity, how is Islam going to come alive, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you united the Aus and Khazraj, those tribes which for hundreds of years were killing each other. Ya Allah, you united them, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unite the ummah, Ya Allah. Unite the ummah, Ya Allah. Let each one love the next one like brothers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove the discord, remove the enmity, remove the hatred, Ya Allah. Bring unity in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept us for the work of deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, every day that grave is calling out, I am the home of insects, I am the home of loneliness, I am the home of fear, I am the home of darkness. Every day that qabr is calling out, yet Ya Allah, we are living as if there is no qabr, as if there is no maut. Our own relatives are going to put us in that piece of ground, then they are going to pour sand upon us, and then they are going to walk away. Ya Allah, in that black, dark, pretty loneliness. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we can't bear the difficulty of this world. How are we going to bear the snakes and scorpions of the qabr? Ya Allah, your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he put his daughter Zainab in the grave, sahaba saw him worried. When he came out, he was smiling. They said, why were you worried? He said, my daughter Zainab had suffered much for my deen. I feared that she would not be able to bear the grave squeezing her body. Ya Allah, she was the daughter of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have no guarantees, Ya Allah, yet we are still so complacent. Ya Allah, save us from the azab of qabr, Ya Allah. Save us from the azab of qabr, Ya Allah. Our relatives in the entire Muslim ummah which have passed away, Ya Allah. Save them from the azab of qabr, Ya Allah. Make our qabrs gardens from the gardens of Jannat. Do not make it pits from the pits of Jahannam. Ya Allah, the day is coming, Ya Allah, when the announcement will be made. Fariqun fil Jannah. Wa fariqun fi sa'ir. One group in Jannat and one group in Jahannam. Ya Allah, what greater disgrace can there be than on that day if we are in the group of the Jahannamis? Then it will be too late. It will be too late to come back, Ya Allah. Then it will be destruction forever and ever. Ya Allah, let us not be in that group, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us receive our book of deeds in the right hand, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us not be in the group of Jahannamis, Ya Allah. Save us, Ya Allah. Save our families, Ya Allah. Save our children, Ya Allah. Save the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we can't bear one thorn pricking us in this world. How are we going to bear that fire, Ya Allah? That fire whose stones will melt mountains. What will it do to the flesh and bones of insan? Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Every night of Ramadan, you are freeing 1 million souls from Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on the last night, you free the full amount that you freed the whole month. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make us of those who have been emancipated from Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us of those who have been emancipated from Jahannam, Ya Allah. Do not deprive us of Ramadan. Do not deprive us of your mercy of this month, Ya Allah. Do not deprive us of the maghfirat of this month, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we know we did not make qadr. sinner. We know we did not appreciate this bounty which you gave us. Ya Allah, it is your usul. La in shakartum la azidannakum wa la in kafartum in azabi la shadeed. It is your usul that if shukr is made, you will increase. And if you are ungrateful, then your azab is very great. Ya Allah, definitely we were ungrateful, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are not asking you justice, Ya Allah. We are asking you for your fazl, Ya Allah. You gave us Ramadan, we never appreciated Ramadan. Ya Allah, you gave us this Mubarak month, we wasted in ghaflat and illa yani, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there wasn't one sajda in this month that we made that we could present to you. There wasn't one fast that we kept that we could present to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we are beseeching you. You are the most merciful of all those who show mercy. Do not look at our amal. Ya Allah, let your fazl come to the fore, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let your mercy come to the fore. We are not deserving, but you still accept it from us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, because if you don't accept it, there's nowhere else we can go. There is no other shelter. There is no other door we can talk, Ya Allah. It is only you. It is only you. La ilaha illa ant. Nashhadu annaka anta Allah. La ilaha illa anta. Wahdaka. Wahdaka. La sharika laka. Wa nashhadu annaka anna Muhammadan. Abduka wa rasuluk. Wa nashhadu anta al-haq. ووعدك حق ولقاؤك حق والجنة حق والنار حق والساعة حق وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها وأنك تبعث من في القبور وإنا لا نثق إلا برحمتك إنا لا نثق إلا برحمتك إنا لا نثق إلا برحمتك يا حنان يا منان يا ديان يا الله do not turn us away empty handed in this month يا الله let us not be those who will get nothing out of their fasting but hunger let us not be those who will get nothing out of their standing up at night besides sleep Ya Allah, you accept it from us, Ya Allah. We are not worthy, but you still accept it from us, Ya Allah. Make the decision of our hidayat, the hidayat of our families, the hidayat of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we have made tawbah. We have made sincere tawbah, Ya Allah. Give us the tawfiq not to go back to those wrongs, Ya Allah. Let our tawbah not be the tawbah of the liars, Ya Allah. Let our tawbah not be the tawbah of those who make mazak with you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq never to go back to those wrongs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have dishonored our parents, Ya Allah, forgive us for that, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the ummah is engaged in sharab, in zina, in riba, in lying, in treachery, in deceit, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive the ummah for all these wrongs. Each one of these wrongs is sufficient for our destruction, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. And give us the tawfiq and the strength never to go back towards these things. Make the whole year Ramadan for us, Ya Allah. Make the whole year Ramadan for us. That ronak which was there in Ramadan, bring it alive the whole year, Ya Allah. Accept this ummah, Ya Allah. Make each one of us da'is, Ya Allah. Accept our wealth, accept our lives for the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our parents, Ya Allah, our parents, our children, our asatizah ikiram, all the authors of the kitabs which you have read, all those people who have done good towards us, Ya Allah, grant them the best in this world and the hereafter. Fulfill all their permissible needs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them khatima bil khair, grant them khatima bil iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who have passed away, fill their qabr with noor, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, as you have protected us from making sajda before anyone besides you. Protect us, Ya Allah, from stretching our hand out to anyone besides you, Allah. Save us from haram. Save us from haram, Ya Allah. Give us halal, Ya Allah. Give us barakat wali rozi, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give it to us with ease, Ya Allah. Do not give it to us with difficulty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Allahumma ja'alna min utaqai shahri Ramadan. Allahumma ja'alna min utaqai shahri Ramadan. Allahumma ja'alna min utaqai shahri Ramadan. Allahumma ja'alna min man saama shahr wa istakmal al-ajr wa adraka laylat al-qadr wa فاز بالثواب والأجر اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك من عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا وتعالى محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين الحمد
For the latest in Islamic computer software, Islamic audio CDs and cassettes for your hi-fi or car, contact Par Excellence at 011-830097. That's 011-830097. Par Excellence is a premier producer of Islamic software CDs and audio tapes. They are produced to the highest standards, thereby assuring premium digital sound quality. So call Par Excellence in Johannesburg at 011-830097. Want to learn more about Islam? Then you need the Islamic Scholar Professional, the world's most comprehensive Islamic computer software on CD-ROM. The Islamic Scholar Professional is an information-packed, powerful, easy-to-use, versatile Islamic software package to learn more about Islam. It combines leading translations of the Quran, Hadith, History of Prophets, Islamic History, Muslim contribution to the world, and more in a simple, intuitive, easy-to-use, Windows-compatible interface. It contains two complete recitals of the Holy Quran by Sheikh Abdul Basit and Sheikh Hudayfi, a complete recital of the Quran in English, various English language translations, including Yusuf Ali, Mohsin Khan, and Pickthall, two complete commentaries of the Quran, foreign language translations, background information of every surah, and a host of other information. It also contains the complete Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, Abu Dawood, and a host of other books of hadith and fiqh, history of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, chronological history, history of the Khalifas, letters and treaties of the Prophet Muhammad and Khalifas, halal haram foods, Islamic clip art, kalimas, duas, videos. The Islamic Scholar Professional contains so much that it's impossible to mention everything in this commercial. For more information, contact Par Excellence in Johannesburg at 011-83-00097 or visit our webpage at www.parexcellence.co.za.